Okay, today is Daf Chaf Zayin. We're actually on Daf Chaf Zayin. But we're not going to review inside, we're going to review outside to familiarize ourselves with what's going on over here. There's two things you could do with an animal. Number one, you can make it into a tamura. Number two, now you can't make the animal into a tamura. You can make another animal a tamura. Right? And number two, you can deconsecrate the animal you have. You can be mechallel it. You can, listen, right? You have an animal with a carbon. You can do one of two things with it. You can make B into a tamura, or you could make A chulin and make B the carbon. You can only do it in one of two situations. If it gets a mum, or there's nothing wrong with it. Like, that never had kedusha to begin with. Like, it's not kosher. Or it's a treifa. Never really had kedusha to begin with. If it's perfect, you can't. That's the key to the whole daf today. If it's perfect, you can't do anything. Except, you can make a tamura. Now, one more quirk. The tamura animal is allowed to have a mum. Because it says Ben. Right. It's Ben Rala Tobin Tobara. The A is a carbon. Nothing wrong with A. It's perfect. I went ahead and made B into a tamura. B is allowed to have a mum. It's still a tamura. The only thing you can't do, which we'll see in a minute, is if A also has a mum, then you can't make B a tamura, which has a mum. Because Rashi doesn't say Ben Rala Ra. But they're both no good. You can't do that. Okay? So far, so good? Okay. Now, the Mishnah said yesterday that the word tachas is a reference to tamura. Right? And then Abaye asked, what do you mean? It's not true. It's really a reference to mitzchalel, to be deconsecrating, this tachas that. So Abaye said it depends on the context. If it's a perfect animal, then when you say tachas, it becomes a tamura. And if it's not perfect, then it's not true, then it becomes deconsecrated. Depends on the context. Okay? What do you mean? Yeah, all the same thing. Same thing. Good? That's what we said yesterday. Now we pick up where we left off, which is Amar Rava. Amar Rava. Says Rava, Afilu b'kadshei mizbeach. Even when it comes to a kadshei mizbeach, which means the carbon of an animal. Afilu kachim mizbeach. Even if a kachim mizbeach, mishkachas lo lishna da achulehu. It's possible to have a lashon of achule, which means making it chulin. Where's that? Kigon shaya hektish balmum. If it had a balmum. If it had a mum, that makes perfect sense. Right? In other words, you had an animal. You had a carbon that had a mum. And you said about another animal, zeh tacha zeh, since animal A has a mum, it could be a tamura still. You could still make a tamura into B, but what? Has a mum. A has a mum. You're allowed to what? Correct. That's what Rava says. It could be, but what do you mean, how? Why not? Why not? So what? Ra la tov, tov la ra. The only thing that's not good is ra la ra. It could be both. So it could be both. But it could be, his point is, it could be a chil. It depends on what you say. So we're going to get into that in a few minutes. Okay? Because here's the kicker. A tamur is an avera, and a chil is not an avera. Tamur is an avera. It's an avera to do that. Right. So what's the purpose? So now we're going to get into that. What's the person's mindset? Right? We're going to have, you'll see. It'll all become clear. Okay? Amar Ravashi, says Ravashi, Afilu bal mum. Even if the animal has a mum, Nami mishkachas la lishna da chule, u mishkachas lishna da tzatzfuse. It could still be both, Lashonos. Even if the animal has a mum, which I alluded to this a minute ago. Even if A has a mum, it could still be a lashon of tamura. It could still be a lashon of chilul. How's that possible? Yado akodesh chalhu. If you put your hand on the kodesh animal, thank you. It's a chol. Yado achol kodesh hu. If you put your hand on the chol animal, then it's kodesh. What on earth does that mean? Let's see Rashi. Last wide line at the top over there. Hiniach yado akodesh. You put your hand on the kodesh animal. V'omar, and you say, zu tachazu. Right? Idach dechulin. Right? I'm sorry, I read it wrong. Zu tachazu idach dechulin. You put your hand on the kodesh animal, and you say, I am transferring zu tachazu to that animal over there, my herd. Vadai lechulin mitzchadin v'cholhu. Then you for sure meant chulin. And the other way around, yado achol, v'amar zu tachazu. You put your hand on the non-holy animal. What are you doing? What are you doing? Says Ravashi. Says Rashi. Explain Ravashi. Atfusehu. You're making tamura. Dekadosh balmum ose tamura. Because as we said before, a balmum can also become a tamura. V'ihavi boy hayla achule. If you wanted to make a deconsecration, have monach yada alahi the kodesh, you would have put your hand on the holy one. You understand what he's saying, Ravashi? You understand what he's saying? No. The Devar Avam explains like this. So I never thought of this until I read the Devar Avam. When it comes to tavura, you're doing nothing to the main animal. You're doing nothing to the main animal. All you're doing is increasing kedusha at another animal. Right? You're just transferring the kedusha from animal A to animal B. That doesn't work. There's no transfer. What you did was, you created kedusha in animal B. It's also not a bear, by the way, but you've done that. Right? You've done nothing to animal A. You didn't do anything to animal A. Animal A did not change status at all. When it comes, right, what changed status? Animal B. When it comes to chulin, the exact opposite is true. You do nothing to another animal. You, mimela, another animal becomes kodesh. Mimela. What you really do is, you remove the kedusha from A. You remove it from A, that has to go somewhere, so it goes to B. You hear that? You remove the kedusha from A, and it goes on to B. It has to fall somewhere, so it falls to B. So by tamura, you don't touch A, and by chulin, you only touch A. That's also what you do. That's the end. That's the end result. The end result is by tamura, I don't touch A, and by chulin, I only touch A. Okay? Says Ravashi, where'd you put your hand? Where'd you put your hand now? When it comes, so you said the word, you said the same word, tachas. Same word. It can be for both. Where'd you put your hand? If you put your hand on A, you're being mechal. If you put your hand on B, it means it's cool. That's what he says. You hear that? All matters, where'd you put your hand? That's the Rashi says, the second Rashi. He says, yado achol, you put your hand on B. V'amar, and you said, zu tachazu. When you put your hand on B, what are you doing? Made tamura. Why? A doesn't get affected by tamura. A is left alone. The only animal that we're busy with is you put your hand there. When it comes to deconsecration, where'd you put your hand? You put your hand on A. That's because A is the one that gets affected by deconsecration. B? It's irrelevant. It has to go somewhere. It falls on B. But really, the ikkar is A. You hear that? Unbelievable part. Right? Where'd you put your hand? What are you busy with? Whatever you're busy with, that's what happens. So if you put your hand on A, what are you doing? You're deconsecrating it. You put your hand on B, what are you doing? You're doing tamura. Happens to me, he said the same word. Because the word could be for both. Good? Very good. Now that we said that, listen to the following Gemara. This is a little bit of a Musar Gemara also. Now, maybe they intended it or not, but you'll see the Musar is very clear the Musar. Boy Abaya. So Abaya asked the following question. Very good, Ravashi. What you said is very, very smart. Well, we have the Rashi there helping us out. The Bar Avram helps us out. It's all brilliant stuff. However, I have a following question. Hayilafanu shtei behemos shel hekdesh, shel kodesh, balas mum. Rashi points out, you don't need two animals here. You can even have one. The reason we have two is because we're going to get to three and four in a minute. And then we're going to need three and four. You have two animals. Shnei behemoth shel kodesh, balas mum. Two animals of kodesh, but they both happen to have mums. And ushnei behemoth shel chulin tamimos. And there are two chulin animals over here in the room. There are four animals in this room. Two are kabanos, but they both have mums. And two are chulin that don't have mums. Ba'amar, hari elu tachas elu. And now you say, I'm transferring these for these. Mahu. What's the din? Mi amar, do we say, la tvuse vilaki? Do we say that you are transferring kedusha? You are being over tamura. And you get malchus. Right? O dilma, or maybe, kol hecha, de'iko hetera, lo shavak inish hetera, v'avaritura. If you have a way not to do an aveira, we will say, you didn't intend to do the aveira at all, rather, you wanted to do the non-aveira. You hear that? Why? Because it could be both things here. You could have meant a tamura, and you could have meant a chilul. So why should we say you did aveira here? Say you were just trying to do chilul. Look at Rashi. The Rashi is latfuse. It's one Rashi after we left off. Latfuse mitzchavin? Did you intend for tamura? Ola chule mitzchavin? Or did you intend to do chilul? Right? But what did not mean the matzil boy b'chada? The kusha could have been with one animal. You have one animal with a mum, and you say, and you have another animal. You don't need two animals and two animals. We have two and two. That's what the Rashi says. Do you hear that question? Now, the Achronim point out, the question doesn't make any sense because you have to give somebody a hatsura, no? Which is, by the way, you're not allowed to do tamura, and he says, I'm doing it anyway. So obviously, he meant to tamura, right? So what they explain, the word lucky is lav dafka, not malki. You're not going to be a malki here. Because if we warned you, we know what you intended. Stam, it happened. So do we say you didn't have Eira? Without Malchus, forget Malchus. Malchus, the Gemara just threw that in. You know, the Gemara writes like that. Can't be Malchus. Because Malchus, it has to be Asura. So if it's Asura, we know what your intentions were. I don't care. I know I can get out of it. I know you could finagle away for me not to be an Eira. No, I want to do an Eira. There's no shayla about that case. We're not talking about Malchus. We're just talking about what was your intent. So we could do one of two things. We could say like this. Really, the guy was a Rasha. And he was doing tamura, or no, he doesn't know what he's doing. So we'll say he was doing chilul. Right? So complicated. He wasn't here today. He didn't learn that dvar from. He didn't know all this lumdus. We don't know what he's doing. We should make the guy he's possible edus now. Because he didn't have eira. No, forget all that. He just was trying to be chilul. That's all he was trying to do. That was a mum. He changed to the kedusha. Yeah. Exactly the point. Same lashon. The word tachas. So that could be tamura. It also could be chilul. Now here you're lucky because the animals that are karbanos happen to have mums. So you could do both, as we said. You could do both. But what did I mean? So do we want to say you meant to do an avera? Do we want to say that? I don't want to say that, right? Right. So we could say he doesn't know what he's doing, this guy. Right. So complicated. He doesn't know what he's doing. We'll say you meant to do chilul. No, you cannot do chilul. No. Correct. Right. Now, that's an easy question. Now we're going to make it harder, where it's impossible. One of the animals now is certainly tamura. Okay? Now we're going to make the question harder. Bim tim tzalomar. If you want to tell me, kol hecha de'ikah hetera, anytime there's a heter, lo shavak inesh v'avarisura. If you tell the guy, by the way, there were two things you could have done in that room. Either you did tamura, which is an aveira, or you did chil, which is not an aveira. Everybody would say, oh, of course I did this. I didn't want to do an aveira. What about the following situation? You have two animals of kodesh. The achas mehen balmum. Only one of them is a balmum. Shnei behemot shel chulin, the achas mehen balas mum. And the two animals of chulin, also one of them is a mum. Now, that means as follows. The animal that's a kodesh, that doesn't have a mum, right? Oh, but Omar, hari elu takadelu. And then you said, I'm changing these to these. Now, The Kodesh animal that doesn't have a muk certainly did tamur on that one. There's no question about it. If it doesn't have a muk, there can't be a chiluk. Okay? The other one, you can still do tamura. Why? No tamura. If you do it to the non-mum chulin animal, mum to non-mum. Again, there are four animals here. Two of them are kabanos. One has a mum, one doesn't have a mum. There are two chulin animals. One has a mum, one doesn't have a mum. You said elu tachas elu. There's no question now you did one aveira here. At least one aveira. How? Which aveira? You transferred the kedusha from the non-mum animal to either one of the other two. Either one. Right? What about the other one? The other one has a mum. Now, either it could be a chilul from itself to the animal that doesn't have a mum, or even to the animal that has a mum. I don't know if that would work. From chilul from mum to mum, I don't know. But that's not the point. The point is, that's not an aveira. The point is a tamura issue. Mi amar, do we say, tamima tachas tamima, the good one for the good one. Latfuse, that's tamura, right? And then balas mum tachas balas mum. Oh, the Gemara says it. Balas mum tachas balas mum lachule. You could do it. In that case, you've only done one aveira, or you could do two aveiras here. Oh, Dilma, tamima dechulin. Odilma, tamima de chulin tachas balmum de hektish. Right. Tamima of chulin against the mum of hektish. And balas mum de chulin tachas tamima de hektish. It's a viola. Or are they both tamura? You hear that one? The Gemara says it backwards. Odilma, tamima de chulin tachas balas mum de hektish. Right? In other words, do the hektish. One of the hekdesh ones had a mum. So you did tamura on a good chulin animal. That's fine. And balmum de chulin tachas tamima de hekdesh. Again, the hekdesh one was good, and you did tamura on the balmum, which is also, you're allowed to do that. As Rashi points out six times in this daf, it says ben tov l'rav v'ra l'tov. So you did two tamuras. Because since he's doing one, do we say he's doing two? He's already no good. No matter what, you did one tamura here. No matter what. Right? So, if Tinsalo Markal Hechadik Hetera Lovat Isura, you can do one of two things with the second one. Either tamura, it depends which animals, which are the other two you transfer. So you can do either two tamuras or one tamura. Depending on which among the other animals. You can't do mum for mum. You can't do mum for mum. But tamura, it doesn't work. What? Right. What? Right. Correct. Right. There's no question you did one tamura here. The question is, did you do two tamuras or only one? So we said before, nobody will do an aveira. Hey, you already did an aveira. So once you're doing an aveira already, do we say you do two aveiras? Or that far we don't say. I told you this is the most of the doubt. Right? Right? Right. Just because, we say it all the time, just because someone cheats you visits doesn't mean he doesn't die for the minion, right? There's nothing to do with each other, right? Just because. But here, it's the same aveira. Same aveira. So do we say he did the same aveira twice, or no, only once? Now, Vim Tim Salama Kalecha Dikatera, Lovati Sura. If you want to tell me, no, we're not going to say the two aveiras, not going to say that. And therefore, Lachuli Hu Delo Laki, one of them was a chil, therefore you only get mounted once. Again, the word malchus is not really accurate. It's not malchus here, because if it's malchus, there's no suffix, right? But you were saying, oh, I did one aveira, not two. What about ha'ilafan of shalos behem shel hekdesh? What if you had three animals of hekdesh? Right? The achas behem bal mum. And one of them has a mum. V'shalosh behem shel chulin. And two animals of chulin. I'm sorry, three animals of chulin. V'shalosh behem shel chulin tamimos. All three chulin animals don't have a mum. Now, how many aveiras are you doing now? Now you're doing at least two. So do we say, now already, you're still bad already. So now do we say, you did two, you also did three? Or no? Two, yes. Or not, three, not. Same question. now we're going to be the next question. The next question is, we did four animals, so there were three, right? Bama Hare El Takadelu, and then he said, El Takadelu. Again, same question. Mi Amrina, do we say? Midit Tamimos Takas Tamimos. Latfu say, since he definitely did two Averas, he definitely did two Tamuras, Tamimos Nami Takas Balmom Latfu say. So we're going to say the third one also is a Tamura. O Dilma, Hachanami, Kolecha Dika Hetera Lo'ovat Isura Isura. Therefore, the third one is not Tamura, rather it's Chilul. Here's the Tamura. Vim Tim Salomar, Hachanami, Kibun Di'ika Gavra, Lo Ischazik Isura, Lo Shavak Hetera, Bavar Isura. If you want to say even by three animals, nobody will do three Averas. If they only have to do two Averas, what about Bayravashi, Hailafan of Arba Behemoth, Shal Kodesh? Unless you had four animals of Kodesh, Bachas Mehan Balmum, and one of them is a Balmum. Right? The Arba Behemoth Shechulin, and there are four animals of Chulin, none of them are a mum. But Amar, and you said, Hara'il Tachatelu. Now what do we say? How many Averas did you do here? At least three. Now we already have a Chazaka. So since you have a Chazaka, does that change anything? And the answer is, it doesn't change anything. Just because you have a Chazaka doesn't mean you're even worse than that. It doesn't mean that. Therefore, right? Hacha vadai kivadis chaze gavra bisurei. He's already had a chazaka to do averes. Therefore, lucky ba'arba malkios. Do we say it's four averes here? Right? After all, it could be four. It could be three. Since you're already doing three, there's no question, it's minimum of three. Because there are three good animals here. Those are three tamuras for sure. Now the fourth one has a mum. So now that one, it could be either one. It could either be a mum, it could be tamura, or it could be not a tamura. Right? Either one. So do we say, oh, the guy who is a chazak, he's so bad, we'll just throw another one on. Oh, Dilma, no. Afagafte tzchazak isura. Lo shavak ina shatei rebavar isura. Have a basraisel la'achule have. And the answer is teku. Do we say that once you have a chazak already, you're still not so bad, and it didn't do four, only did three, or not? I would have answered, of course not. Right? Why should we give the guy another Avera? The Gemara doesn't give that answer. The Gemara gives the answer of Teku. We don't know the answer to this question. You hear that? That's a Musar part, no? No, you don't like it? You don't have to go to Tumur Chazai and Musar. But you hear the question? That's the question. Unbelievable, Gemara. They're all Tekus, right? No. So we kept saying, Imtim Salomar means, if you want to say the answer that resolves it, I still have a question. What about three? What about four? Right? The answer is there's no answer. It's a take. Yeah. Right. So, okay. So, he said, Eilu Tachas Eilu. So there are three Averas here no matter what. What about the fourth one? Because the question is, how do you line up each animal? There are four on this side of the line and four on that side of the line. If you line them up in a certain way, you're going to get four Averas. If you line them up differently, you're going to get three. Right? Correct. So he said, Eilu Tachas Eilu. So we can line them up to give them three. We can line them up to give them four. So what do we do? Why? He just asked that question. So right. There's no answer on any of them. But Imtim Salomar always means, I don't have an answer. But if you say this, I'll still hound you.
I have another problem.
Once you get the four animals, the five is the same question as four. Right? Exactly. So we don't
know. You should have an answer.
Why? What's the answer? The answer should be we don't say it.
Exactly.
The only question is by a mum. By a chazaka.
So
right. So I bet you the rabbi has like that. He'll give answers to all of them except for the last one. Probably. Right. I didn't have a chance to look it up. That's probably how it's going to end up being. You're right. 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 Of course not. Chazaka. Right. Exactly. We'll line them up to minimize the Averis for you. We'll line them up. Never chazaka. That's it. Right. 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 Okay, very good. Excellent. Now, okay, the rest of the daf is not so bad. Now, im haya hektish baal behema yatul fulin. We said like this. You have an animal that has a mum. What do you do with that animal? You have a carpet that has a mum. You have a carpet that has a mum. What do you do with it? Sell it. Sell it. You buy another carpet. Let's say the animal was $100 before it had a mum. Then it got a mum. It was worth $100. So you sold it. You have the $100 now in your pocket. Now you have to buy another carpet, right? Okay, fifth. This is the second animal you buy, a $20 animal. You just save it for $80. What? Matthias, right, exactly. So the Mishnah said you have to pay the other $80. The Mishnah said that. Hegdish can't lose. So you have to give Hegdish the other $80. The question is, why are you doing that? So, right, Im Haya Hegdish Balmum, it's a chulin, and you have to pay. Amr of Yochanan, Yachal chulin Dvar Torah, Minat Torah, the animal went to chulin. Why? Because the whole issue of a mum is in the Torah. The Torah says animals can't have mums. Vitara chlasel damen midivrehim. Now they have to pay Hekdesh the additional, the missing money. That's only Dindar Rabbanon. What are you paying them for? Dindar Rabbanon, the Hekdesh can't lose. That's what Rabbi Yochanan said. That's what Rabbi Yochanan said. For Shlokish Amar. No. Af Tzorach Las Adam and Dvar Torah. No. Even paying the money back is also Dindar Raisa. Mom, no Shiloh is a Dindar Raisa. No Shiloh about that. Right? The only question is the money. Rabbi Yochanan says it's Dindar Rabbanan. Rish Lakish says it's Dindar Raisa. Now the Gemara starts in. The Maya Skinan. What's going on here? Why are you paying the money? Why are you paying this money? E Nema Ona. If it's because it's an Ona issue. In other words, you're jipping off the Hektish more than a six. Okay? It's a very funny application. You didn't buy anything from Hektish. Donated a carbon. Carbon got a mum, so now you have to buy another one. Now you got a big matzia, a big sale. You saved yourself a lot of money. Why is that Ona? But the Gemara assumes it's Ona on Hektish. So that's why you're coming up with the money, because of Ona. So Baha Nehma Rish Lakish, Ah, Tzarech Laza Zom Dvar Torah. Does the Shlakish really hold that's a Dindar Raisa? It can't be a Dindar Raisa. But Nan, Eil Devorim She'en Lehem Ona. Here in the States, there is no Ona. There's no Ona on Avadim. There's no Ona on Shtaros. There's no Onan Karka, and there's no Onan Hektish. Because Hektish is not very able. It's not your friend. So there's no Onan Hektish. That Mishlakish says it's in the Raisa. That can't be Pshat. It doesn't make any sense. Rather, say you have to say, Ella Bittul Mekach. Rather, it must be, you know, we have an Onan, that is, Onan is a six. What if you rip off the guy 1,000 times as much? Right? 1,000 times, you rip off $1,000 worth a dollar, you sell them for $1,000, you paid you $1,000 for something worth $1. 1,000 rip off, you rip off $1,000. That's called bittul mekach. The sale's not even a sale. Such a rip off that you exceeded Ona, it's now bittul mekach. So, says the Gemara, you want to tell me that's the answer here? You ripped off Hektish so much, you ripped off Hektish. You paid so little for this animal that it's far more than a sixth of a difference. That's like it's like a bittul mekach, and therefore Rish Lakish would agree. Now it's a dindar raisa. You're right. There's no Ona by Hektish. That's true. But there's bittul mekach by Hektish. That was the Rabbi Yochanan say. The Rabbi Yochanan said it's a dindar rabbanon. That doesn't make any sense, right? Ella bittul mekach. That's what they're telling me. You got such a cheap price now. It's such a difference. It's way more than a six. Now even there's no Ona by Hektish, but bittul mekach there is. So therefore, you got to come up with the extra money. So Baha, Neymar, Biochan, and Tzarech Lasa, Dom, and Devrayim, is that a Dindar Rabbanon? So either way, there's a problem here. Good? The Amar Rabbi Yirmiyah said the following. Akar Kos Techulin, when it comes to land, remember we said there's no on land? When it comes to land, by Chulin, that what? Rabbi Yirmiyah said that of course there's no on by land, but there's a Mechach by land. Right? That is such a ripoff that there is. Rabbi Yonah Amar Ahekdeshos. Rabbi Yonah said that no, not by land. By land is never. But by Hektish, there's such a thing as Bittul Mekach. Such a ripoff you did to Hektish, that the sale will become void. Okay? Now, by the way, Tarvaihu, Mishmei Rabbi Yochanan Amar Ona Ein Lahem Fitul Megach Yesh Lahem. Now Rabbi Yirmiya said that Rabbi Yochanan said this Fitul Megach by land. Rabbi Yona said, Rabbi Yochanan said this Fitul Megach by Hekdesha. Okay? So according to Rabbi Yona, forget Rabbi Yirmiya for a minute. We'll get to Rabbi Yirmiya in a minute. According to Rabbi Yona, we have a kasha. Why? Because Rabbi Yona said that by Hekdesh, there's Bittul Mekach. So how on earth can Rabbi Yochanan here say that only did the Rabban? According to Rabbi Yona, right? According to Rabbi Yona, who said that Rabbi Yochanan said there's Bittul Mekach by Hekdesh, how could Rabbi Yochanan say it's Dindar Rabban? It should be a Dindar Raisa. If you drip off Hekdesh, you buy such a cheap carbon, you have to come for the extra money. Why? Because the whole thing is no good. You hear that? You hear this? Oh, according to Rabbi Yirmiya, it's not a kasha. According to Rabbi Yirmiya, it's not a kasha. Why? Because according to Rabbi Yirmiya, Rabbi Yochanan never said it by Hekdesh. He only said it by land. It's not a kasha, according to Rabbi Yirmiya. Okay? Okay? So we're stuck. According to Rabbi Yona, the Gemara doesn't make any sense. Rabbi Yochanan doesn't make any sense. Okay? Right. So the Gemara answers, La'olam a bitul mekach. Really, really it's a bitul mekach. Really that's the case. The epoch. And switch around the shitos of Rabbi Yochanan. According to Rabbi Yochanan now, it becomes a din d'oraisa. And according to Rish Lakish, it's only a d'rabbanan. Okay? You hear that? Switch around the shitos. Now there's no stira between Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Yochanan. Now, umi matzis amarta epoch, but he's switching it around. Hanicha lamanda amar akdeshos. That helps only according to Rav Yona, the kolshkein akarkos, because since Rav Yona said it applies to hekdesh, it for sure applies to land. As Rashi points out, why does it for sure apply to land? Because hekdesh is not your friend. So if it applies to not your friend, it certainly applies to your friend by land. Okay? Ela lamanda amar akarkos. But according to Rabbi Yirmiya, who said, Rabbi Yochanan only said his statement by land, aval hekdeshos, ein lahem bitul mekach, but by hekdesh, there is no issue of returning, of a sale being void by hekdesh. Hechi epochla. How could you switch them around? If you switch them around, Rabbi Yochanan still doesn't make any sense. Why isn't Rabbi Yochanan make any sense? He's arguing with himself. Exactly. So the Gemara answers, you're right. Rabbi Yirmiya lo tefa. No, Rabbi Yirmiya won't switch them around. Only Rabbi Yona has to switch them around. Not Rabbi Yirmiya. Very complicated. Only Rabbi Yona, who held that Rabbi Yochanan held his shita by hektish, has to switch around the shita. Rabbi Yirmiya doesn't have to switch around. So Rabbi Yirmiya, there's no shaila. Let it stay the way it is. Rabbi Yochanan said it's only did the Rabbanan. Why? Because the only time it's real that Bittul Mekach is only by friends, only by land, not by Hekdesh. Of course, Rabbi Yona held it by Hekdesh, he had to switch around the sheet. To make Rabbi Yochanan not be so sure himself. Good? Very good. Okay. Now the next rest of the daf is very easy. Lema, let's say, B'dishmuel cometh with you. Let's say they're arguing in the issue of Shmuel. What Shmuel? Who's Shmuel? The Amar Shmuel, said like this, Hekdesh Shavamana, let's say Hekdesh is worth, something's worth $100. You have $100 carbon. And it got a mum, V'chililo al Shava Pruta, and you redeem it on a Pruta, Mechulal. That works. How could that work? You just ripped off Hekdesh 99%. Going from $100 to $1. 99% ripple. Way more than a six. And Shmuel said it's good. You can do that. Right? The Rabbi Yona, according to Rabbi Yona, who held, what did Rabbi Yona hold? Rabbi Yona held that according to Rabbi Yochanan, you cannot do that to Hekdesh. You can't do that. Why? There's such a thing as Bittul Mekach by Hekdesh. Less laid to Shmuel. He can't hold from the Shmuel din. How on earth can Rabbi Yochanan 99%? You can't do that. And Rabbi Yirmiya, according to Rabbi Yirmiya, who held there's no such rule by Hekdesh at all, you can rip off Hekdesh as much as you want, Israel of the Shmuel. He can't agree with Shmuel. So let's say that. The Gemara says, no, don't say that. Well, no, not at all. Bein Lamar, Israel of the Shmuel. Everybody holds from Shmuel's din. Aye, it's such a ripoff. Yeah. The Rabbi Yonah Savar, Ki Amar Shmuel. Why did Shmuel say his din? That only Bidiyevet. The animal got a moment. I have to bring a carpet today. Right? I have no choice. I'm only here today. And the only carpet I have is worth a dollar. Bidiyevet, it's okay. Is that L'chachila? Of course not L'chachila. Ah, L'chachila lo Amar. Verb Yirmiya. Suffer. I feel L'chachila. Even L'chachila you can do this. You know why? Because absolutely no issue of ripping off pheasant. V-boy Shema. Well, I can give you another answer. Lola, lo tefa. Really? You don't have to reverse the sheetas. Ah, you the kakashala, masnitsan, elu. Udi kakashalach. What was our question? Udi kakashalach, masnitsan, elu, devar, mekdeshos. Yeah, but you pulled the Mishnah out of your hat from Baba Mitzia, that's Nun Vals, that says that there's no no but hektish. You know what that means, no no but hektish? That means only ono but hektish. No, let me tell you that. When the Mishnah said there's no ono but hektish, and Rav Chisda said, if Chisda said that there's no ono but hektish, you can't even rip them off one penny. When it comes to regular people, up to a six, you rip them off. So something costs $5 in the store, and you charge $5.15, that's a valid sale. Ah, you rip me off, you charge me 15 cents, that's less than a six. Says Rav Chisda, there's no ono but hektish, can't even do that. Can't even one penny more. That makes all sense now. That makes sense. Ain't of chista, the armor of chista. In lehenona, what that means, no one behetish. In betorasana, there's no leeway, not one penny of leeway. Dafilu pachos michteona choser. The sale is void, even less than a penny. Any amount of sale is void. Right now, we looked. Of course, we don't hold like this. We hold that you have the market price, and if you're a little bit more expensive, okay, but don't shop by him. That's not ona. Oh no, it's 1/6 for it. That's out of bounds. Out of bounds, you can't charge so much. You charge an extra 10 cents for an item. That's not ona. When it comes to hadish, that is ona. That's what it meant when it said it's no ona. Not that it has the same rule. It has no rule. One penny in our ladder. That makes perfect sense. I don't have to change the sheetas, right? I don't have to change the sheetas at all. Let's see, let's find that. Okay. So Rish Lakish said, the Minat Torah. Now, how do we make this make sense? Okay, so let's go to Rashi. What would you call Kashla? So we had a Kasha, right? We said happy to be possible, right? So Lirish Lakish, Masnith and the Eil Devar of Lo Kasha. It's not a Kasha on Rish Lakish now. Dahim et Harit Lirish Lakish Kriv Chista. He will learn the Mishnah like Kriv Chista. The Dafilu Pachas Mishnus Choser. Even less than a six goes back. Vachi kamar kro. Ish et achiv hu. The Bashir shtus mishalim, fachas mishtus lo mishalim. It's less than a six, you don't have to return any money. Ha hektish, afilu pachas michteona, chozer. Hainu, the bar Torah, the kamar shlokish l'el. So Rishlokish said, minat Torah, right? Minat Torah, the sale's void. Why? Because you hold like a chitza. Verb Yochanan moki lakish muze. Yochanan doesn't hold like a chitza. He learns the Mishnah normal. That what? Up to a six. Abel bitul mekach lo ayri kal. We're not talking about that at all. We're not talking about bitul mekach at all. The lo ayri kal, Rabbi Yochanan. Lo tikshi lo chitzei Rabbi Yonah, lo Rabbi Yirmiyah. The whole Gemara is irrelevant. Okay? Very good. Now, Amar Ula, lo amru, this whole din about ripping off, it's only said, ela bishimui betray. Only if it was evaluated by two people. But if it was evaluated by three, in other words, three people said, this animal is the same as the other animal. Save $100. Don't have to worry about it. Even if 100 people come and say, what are you talking about? You evaluated it the same as the other animal? That's true. This animal is much worse. Lohadar, you don't take it back. Ain't that true? When do we say two is like 100 and 100 is like two? That's in Eidos. That's the Eidos to say that thing. Abel Indian umdina, when it comes to valuations, but they're deos as leader. We go by the amount of people. How can you tell me that three people's opinion is the same as 100 people's opinion? That doesn't make any sense. The Sue, plasa vitlasa, loas lina basar basra. And if it's three against three, we don't go by the higher price? the Ad Hekdesh Al Yona? Shouldn't Hekdesh always win? So three people come and say animal B is the same value as animal A. Another three people come and say, what are you talking about? Animal B is 99% less than animal A. So don't we listen to the second set that gave Hekdesh much more money? We always do that. So our answer is, right? Now the whole thing is in the Rabbanah. They called the Rabbanah, the Kilo Rabbanah. They were medical. Okay? Very good. Okay, last mission of the Torah. Harezu tachas ola, tachas chatas, lo amar klum. If someone says, I have a behema, and this behema is tachas my ola, but I don't have an ola. Or tachas my chatas, I don't have a chatas. So you've said nothing. What kind of statement is that? It's a ridiculous statement. However, tachas chatas zu, tachas ola zu, tachas chatas, tachas ola, sheyesh li babayit, right? Say all that. Then, it works. Why? Because you have the chatas for it to work. Correct. That's you have to have one. Now, Amar ala behema tmeya, val balas mum. Let's say you have a zebra. And you say, I'm maknish the zebra as a carbon. Which doesn't make any sense, which you can't do. Or, I have a balmum. I'm maknish the balmum. Hare elu ola. Both of these animals, my zebra and my balmum, should be olas. Lo amar klum. You didn't say a word. Right? Zebra cannot be an ola. A balmum cannot be an ola. Hare elu li'ola. If I say I'm going to bring my zebra li'ola, what does that mean? Yimkaru, you sell the zebra. Ve'aviyu b'demehem ola. And then with the money, you buy an ola. Okay? Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Rav. Masnisin de lo kirib meir. It can't be Rav Meir. Ikirib meir, ha'ein adam moti dvar of levatala. Rav Meir said, and nobody says anything that's ridiculous. Rav Meir said it by Erechin. We have a din that Erechin can only be, the Erechin doesn't start till someone's 30 days old. So what if, at the Bris Milah, at 8 days old, the father says, I'm going to give the Erech value of my son right now to the Beit HaMikdash. That's a ridiculous statement. He's only 8 days old. Right? So what would Meir say? No, we'll turn it into a donation. What he meant to say was, I'm going to give the value of my son as a slave, as an eved, you know, as a market value, not an erech value which is set in stone, as a market value. Done it. Why? Because says Reb Meir, nobody says things don't make any sense. This apparently makes no sense. No, we'll make it make sense. So it's over here. We'll make it make sense. You can't give an ola that you don't have. So what did he mean to say? He meant to give a donation. That's what he meant to say. Okay? You hear that? They're nonsensical? So we'll make it make sense? Absolutely, we have. For Meir, we'll make, right, so the classic case is the Erechin. What do you mean? What did he say? He's giving Erechin for an 8-day-old boy? No such thing. No, he meant to give a donation. That's what he meant. He didn't go to Daf Yom with those Erechin. He doesn't know that thing. So he doesn't know what he's saying. So we'll make it make sense. Same thing over here. Right? So we'll make it make sense. Now, what do we say? If you makdish a zebra, so what happens to the zebra? Nothing. Does the zebra have to get a mum now? Before you can tell it? So, we hold no, right? Taima de behema tameya, ubalas mum. The reason is because it was a non-kosher animal, or an animal with a mum, the lo chazinon, it's not right, it's not roy for anything. You can never bring a zebra. Lo bayin muma. It doesn't need a mum even. You can just sell it anyway. But what if he did this? Aval hifrish nekeva la ashal. What if he will mafrish a nekeva for an ashal? Which also doesn't exist. But nekevas do exist. As karbana. So if you did that, ola, or you need a female animal for an ola. Now there's no such thing as a female animal for an ola. Except by birds. But there's such a thing as a female animal by shlamim. So now that you said that, now this is a little bit different than a zebra. Now, you want to sell the nekeva, you have to wait for it to get a mum. Okay? Buy a mum, you have to wait for it to get a mum. Buy a zebra, you don't have to wait. Buy a female, you have to wait. Why? Not the same thing at all. One thing is not shy ever, this one's shy, it's just not for an ola. Amr of Yehuda, Amr of Rav, Nafis and the Lokar of Shimon. This is not like Rav Shimon. It's not because Rav Shimon said, Rav Shimon Omer, Timach HaShalom B'mum. No! You can even sell the Nekeva without waiting for it to get a mum. You know why? Because the Nekeva can't be an Ola either. So regarding this, it has the same din, just like a just like a zebra. Okay? Hadjilah Ketan Ma'arimin, Hadjilah Ketan Ma'arimin, Hadjilah Ketan Ma'arimin. Tomorrow we start a brand new perek. The sixth perek of Masechet Tmura. Is it the last perek? No, it's not the last perek. Second to last perek. And we are slowly winding down to this Masechta. We'll finish on Tuesday, I believe. The penultimate perek. Have a very good day.